Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Just Brian Haydad here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, it's just a click away, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It was what's for my dinner tonight. We did the Philly cheesesteak garlic bread, I think I've talked about on this show before, and it was really good. Beef is a great ingredient to use in any kind of weeknight meal. Anytime you want to get something cooked quickly, beef doesn't take long to cook. It's so versatile. It can go in anything, whatever kind of cuisine you want to cook. Beef can be the star of the show. Whenever you're looking for great recipes, they're at msbeef.org. Or you can just ask me. I'll be happy to help you if I can. Not that I'm Emeril Lagasse over here, but, you know, I can cook a little. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State or Ole Miss, you can find it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they can help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. A banker that's going to take care of you, that's going to offer you a lot of respect, you're going to get that at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. So State drops the last two games, very similar to the week before, where they get the first game, an offensive explosion. The offense didn't completely disappear the way it did against Auburn, but it was not enough. The pitching was the problem for Mississippi State. So they dropped 2 out of 3, finished 16-14 in conference play on the season, down to number 13, last I checked. No, 12. Number 12 in the RPI, 39-16 on the year. Why is that a quad two? One of State's wins went from quad one to quad two. Why is that? Now, why would that happen? I'll have to look. It's got to be like Virginia Tech or something dropped. Or Arizona State. I bet it's Arizona State. Arizona State's 48. Where's Virginia Tech? Where is Virginia Tech? They're down to 47. Both of those should be still quad one. I don't know. I don't know where the answer is. But State had 10 quad one wins the other day, and today they have 9, and then they have 4 quad one wins, or quad two wins, regardless of that. Still 12th in the RPI. Let's just be honest about what this team is and what this team isn't at this point. And I said a couple weeks ago, and I took a little heat on one of the message boards when I said, I don't see this team getting out of a super regional. I think this team can get out of a regional, but a super regional, when they're going to be playing another top team, I don't see them getting away from that. And some people are like, well, William McPherson's going to be back and blah, blah, blah. And maybe. But here's the fact of the matter. Mississippi State against number 14 Arkansas, lose 2 out of 3. They did take 3 from number 19 Ole Miss. Can't take that away from them. Number 4 Georgia, lose all 3. Tennessee, unranked, lose all 3. Number 5 Texas, 2 out of 3, lose. Number 6 Auburn, 2 out of 3, lose. Number 10 Texas A&M, 2 out of 3, lose. And, you know, when you really break down what this team is and what it isn't, they're 16-12 in the conference. They got 12 wins from their 4 series wins because they swept 4 teams this year. And that's a little bit of an outlier. You know, just think about what this team is if they just won those series. They just taken 2 out of 3. Instead of 16-12, all of a sudden they're 12-18. But they swept Vandy, they swept Ole Miss, they swept South Carolina, they swept LSU. Hey, good on them. You know, that's the reason why there's some Dan Mullen to this, isn't there? They beat the teams they were expected to beat. They beat Ole Miss. But against the when a series win would have been considered an upset, they couldn't get the job done. And so I look at the regionals and I think, okay, they'll probably I think they're going to host. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't think super regionals off the table now, but this is still a team that's probably going to be like the somewhere from 12 to 16. Probably going to be paired up with who? Somebody like Boston College, maybe UCF, maybe Oklahoma State. And then, whoever else. Mississippi State this year against non-conference opponents has been outstanding. What have they lost? They've lost twice, right? Lost to USM in Hattiesburg and lost to UCLA in the Arlington tournament. That's it. They've been really good outside of that. And O'Connor, he mentioned this last week. He said, when you look at outside of those two sweeps, they've been really good at home. He's right. They've only lost two games at home. Guess who those were to? Auburn. That's it. Other than that, they were undefeated at home this year. But there's something to be said for the way this team has played when the pressure has been on. Think about their series loss to Auburn, to A&M, to Texas, and Arkansas. Each of those series, they took a game. The game three was the rubber game. In the Arkansas game, in the Texas game, and in this game Saturday, State had a lead in all of those games and yet couldn't close them out. The Auburn rubber game obviously got away from them early. So this team has a lot of flaws. And you can go back to Thursday night and the defensive issues with Aiden Teal making State go through a couple of pitchers they probably didn't really want to go through, and that came back to bite them. As we said, it might very well do. It did. But then there's some other things, just some decisions getting made that I don't quite understand. And that's just me. Again, I don't have the folder of analytics that Brian O'Connor and staff have on. All I have is an eye test. And, I thought State was doing good to get out of an inning with Charlie Foster. The idea to give him another one never occurred to me. But they gave him another inning. He gave up a couple. He gives up a walk. He gives up a hit. Next thing you know, you're losing the game. I think at this point, the Charlie Foster experiment has gone as far as it can go. I just don't see him being able to contribute. And maybe next year, you look at what Parker was able to do with Jack Bauer and to sort of take him out of the rotation for a couple weeks, work on your delivery and figure it out. Maybe there's something that can be done this offseason with Foster, because I know he has good stuff, but good stuff doesn't matter if you can't control it. Parker told us that last offseason. He said, no, I don't care how hard you throw ball four. So I just don't see him being a major contributor this year. So, State was in a situation where they had to put him into the game because they just don't have a lot of options there. And he got him out of an inning. I was surprised to see them give him another inning. And it didn't work out. All in all for this team, this is a good team. It's not a great team. My preseason prediction of a national championship likely not coming true. But here's the other side of that coin, though, is that when this team plays well, when they play clean and they don't make mistakes, they can beat anybody. They had UCLA beat. They should have won that game. No questions asked. They should have won that game. The Georgia games were all close. They had opportunities to win those games. They went on the road to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a good team. Ole Miss was almost about to host. They lost two out of three this weekend. That dream is probably over for them. We'll talk about that in just a minute, by the way. But Ole Miss is a good team, and you went up there and completely dominated them in their home stadium and won all three games. You run-ruled a good Southern Mississippi team here in Starkville. You won easily against Virginia Tech and Arizona State, two pretty good baseball teams. When this team plays well, they're really, really tough. And if they could ever put it all together for an extended stretch, they could make a deep run. But when they play poorly, it just seems to unravel on them really pretty quickly. And I will say this, the game on Saturday was different than a lot of other games this year. It feels like when State loses, they just fall behind and they can never get back into the game and they never grab the lead back. This was a back-and-forth game. I think State had the lead three times in it. But in the end, they couldn't get the job done. Against a depleted – that's the most disappointing stat is that you as depleted as your pitching staff was, A&M's was equally so. But they found some key hits and some clutch moments, and you didn't. And that's just been a theme in a lot of these series. It was a theme against Georgia. It was a theme against Tennessee. It was a theme against Auburn. Hell, in some ways, it was a theme against LSU, but they found those clutch hits. But they certainly fell behind in every game. This is a good team. I don't think it's a great team, and that's why I think if you said you made me predict how does this season end, I think they win a regional, they travel to a super regional, and they don't get out of it. That's where I foresee this team season ending. And look, at the end of the day, if they finish in a super regional, is it a disappointing season? In some ways, yes, because I think most of us had the expectation of this was a team that's going to host the regional, the super regional, and go to the College World Series, at least have the chance to go to the College World Series. When people ask me about, you know, what's the preseason, you know, what would be an acceptable result, what I just said was if you host a super regional, you've done all that you can. And maybe you just run into a hot team, you get unlucky, the same way State did in 2016. But I can't complain too much if this team loses in a super regional that it hosted. I would not – but the fact that they're having to go on the road when there were so many winnable games. And McPherson going down is probably worth a win or two. And look, a win or two at this point is the difference between being a top eight seed and not. But they had opportunities even without him to win some games. And they couldn't get the job done. And that's disappointing. This is one of those weird seasons where. And you don't get them very often for Mississippi State sports. Certainly don't get them for football. My expectations are never going to be so high in Mississippi State football that if the team goes 8-4, I'm going to be like, that's disappointing. I guess you could point to 2018 and say that. But even then, in the moment, you know, as they were kicking off for the Outback Bowl, I was thinking, okay, they'll win this game and it'll be 9-4 and it'll be a good season. It ended up not being that way because you lose the bowl game. My expectations were super high. But if this team right now was pretty much locked into a national seed, they're going to be the 7th seed, and you know that I wouldn't be overly disappointed. I feel some disappointment in the way this season has played out, just because I feel like State has left a lot of opportunities on the table, and I don't think I'm overreacting there. I feel like Brian O'Connor would tell me the same thing if he was being candid. He would say, you know, yeah, we had a lot of opportunities to win a lot more games than we did. When you look at State, like again, as I pointed out just a moment ago. Arkansas, game 3. You have a chance. You had the lead, and you had a little bit of a defensive meltdown there, and it gets away from you. And heck, in the game 1, you tied the game up, and you give up a walk-off home run to a guy hitting under 200 at the time. You know, the Georgia game, you come back from 10-2, 10-9 there, and you've got some opportunities, and you couldn't close it out. Next day, you only give up 3 runs to that potent Georgia offense, but you can't score any. Tennessee, you lose, you know, on Friday, 6-5. That's a 1-run game. You had some opportunities. Texas, you're up 5-0 at the end of the first, and then you just completely melt down out there. Auburn, tie the game up. You feel like you've got all the opportunity in the world, and then you give up a home run in the bottom of the or in the top of the 9th because you leave a reliever in who has struggled to pitch more than 2 innings at a time. And I asked O'Connor about that last week, and his answer makes a lot of sense. But again, all I have is the eye test. My eye test says Ben Davis, great for 2 innings, but then he's got to come out because I've seen it so many times this year. So this was, at the end of the day, it's a disappointing weekend. You feel like you could have easily swept this weekend, and instead you left with only 1 win. You know, you go back to the Texas series. I don't think they should have swept, right? Volantis was really, really good on Friday night. You lost that game, right? But on Sunday, when you lead 5-0 after the first inning, you should be able to knock the starting pitcher out and go to their bullpen and win that game, and they didn't. That's disappointing. Auburn, you beat them up on Thursday night. You think, okay, they're going to get this series. They manage their bullpen properly, and you can't get another win in that series. It's disappointing. This is a Tennessee team. They're going to go to the NCAA tournament, but this is not the same Tennessee team of Tony Vitello, and yet you got swept by them at home. To lose 6 straight at home is a really – that's painful. It should never happen. And so now you're on to the SEC tournament. And, of course, I couldn't get away, could I? So, in case you're wondering, Mississippi State will play the winner of Ole Miss and Missouri at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, which means me and Richard got one more game to deal with this. If Ole Miss wins that game – I will be in red and blue at the Palmer Home Radiothon. If State wins, he'll be in maroon and white. I just wanted to, maybe Missouri will do me a favor. I doubt it, but who knows? We talked to O'Connor last week. Speaking of that, by the way, real quick, I was reaching out to State's SID earlier today. O'Connor not available to join us this week on Sports Talk Mississippi. Said just he couldn't make it work. So we will not hear from the coach this week. Hope to have him back on next week after we find out where State's headed for regional play, or what, I'm sorry, I should say, who's coming to Starkville for regional play, because I still believe that's going to be the case. I feel like people get so, these last 3 weeks really have not been great. You finish the season 3-6 in conference play. That's not great. But the season as a whole, 16-12, 39 wins, you're going to host a regional. There is no, we don't deserve to. Yes, you do. Your resume as a whole says you deserve to host. So don't go through that. So O'Connor said, when I go to these tournaments, I go to try to win. It probably couldn't hurt to have another win. You get another win over Ole Miss, another quad one win. That would certainly not hurt your resume. I'll be interested to see who they start in that game. Got to think they'll keep Thursday, Friday, Saturday just as is, right? And then you go to next week, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and everybody's got an extra day of rest. But you pitch whoever on Wednesday. Boy, if you made me pick Pitzer, I might start him. Pitzer's been okay this year. I feel like he has not gotten enough opportunities at times. He's been pretty good when he's gotten the chance, I thought. Maybe him, maybe Sweeney, maybe Billingsley. I don't know. But then you go Thursday, Valinkas, Friday, Stone, McPherson on Saturday. And if you feel like you're about to get eliminated, you get somebody up in the bullpen. You get McPherson up in the bullpen, try to get him an inning here or there so he can have some work. And then next week, you're just back to normal. You got to think by the time you get to regional play, McPherson should be able to throw, 70, 80 pitches at that point. He should have been ramped up to that point. So don't know who they're going to, I don't know who they're going to start. I don't know who they're going to throw in that situation, but that's what O'Connor told us is that, he's going to try to win it. So be it. I'll be honest with you. It certainly would not hurt to win some games over there. I think State's good regardless, but I really want to know where they lost a quad one win. That's going to drive me batty. I got to know. They lost a quad one win. Arkansas still quad one. Is it now? Vandy would have been. No, Vandy's not in anyway. Ole Miss is still quad one. South Carolina was never quad one. Neither was LSU. The Ole Miss game on that's still good. Auburn is still good. I don't know. That's going to drive me crazy. I need to know where they lost that game. Is it Troy? Was Troy a quad one win for them? Troy is at 46. They put the game at home. There's no way Troy's in the top 25. I don't know. That's going to drive me insane. I need to know the answer to that. If anybody knows it, feel free to tweet it at me. But I don't know why State lost. I don't know what game State had that went from quad one to quad two. It's just one win. Hold on. I bet I know where it is. I bet it's UAB. UAB is at 59, and they were in the 30s when State played them. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Anyway, 9:30 a.m., first pitch, Mississippi State and the winner of Ole Miss, Missouri, at the SEC tournament over in Hoover. And then, of course, Sunday they'll announce the host sites. And then next Monday on Memorial Day, they will announce the seating and the brackets and everything else. We'll have all of that for you. Sports Talk Mississippi will not be taking off on Memorial Day. We will be live, and we will have full coverage of all of the brackets. To get you ready for the NCAA tournament. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that we like, that we love, that we enjoy. It's right there at Two Brothers. And, of course, over just right across the way there at the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. If you want to get a great lunch in Starkville, You just got to go to the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, the two best places in town to grab lunch. Both very different places, but both very awesome places. Glad we have them here in Starkville. Go check them out. Support our local businesses, the Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need new technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service on a product they've sold you, it's the same number. It's the same people. They know you. You know them. You got nothing to worry about with Advantage Business Systems. They're going to get you taken care of each and every time out. They've been doing it for over five decades. How do they do that? By taking care of their customers. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. You guys looking for great Mississippi State gear? The best Mississippi State gear. It's available at Maroon & Co. Nobody with a bigger, better, more unique selection in all of Starkville. Everything maroon and white. Not just for your body. Talking about for your car, your home, your tailgate, whatever it is. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Use the promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Father's Day is coming up. Don't leave Dad hanging. Make a trip to Maroon & Co. to get him the perfect gift this Father's Day. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. The grass is getting mowed out there, y'all. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Starkville. Grass, as I went out for my walk, I could hear the mowers, and all I was thinking was like, man, I bet these guys wish they had a John Deere mower. Make their life a lot easier. I can make your life a lot easier with a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Great financing available, as low as 0% financing in the Drive Green sales event on tractors, on mowers, on gators, whatever it is you're looking for. They've got it at Scruggs. Talk to their credit department. They're going to put together a great deal. Don't you worry about that. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name that you need to know. And if you don't know it, well, I'm not going to do that. If you didn't know, I wouldn't. You might have thought I was. I'm not going to, though. But if you are looking to buy or sell land in the great Magnolia State, go visit my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber. They can make that purchase happen for you. If you're already a landowner and you're just thinking, hey, I got all this timber. What do I do with it? How do I manage it? I want to be profitable, but I also want to make sure my land is sustained and there's no damage to anything. Call Good Hope Land and Timber. Get them out there to talk to you. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a simple phone call. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Find out why Good Hope Land and Timber is locally trusted and landowner approved. Got to try to get Alyssa Faircloth on the show. Don't have a lot of hard and fast rules, but you throw a no-hitter. Don't you got to get on the show? So Mississippi State, as I'm sitting here, it's just after 7 on a Sunday evening. Mississippi State is already up 2-0 on St. Mary's. If they win that game, they will advance to the second Super Regional in school history after they knocked off the top-seeded in the regional Oregon Ducks behind a no-hitter, and that was an awesome performance by Alyssa Faircloth. Just incredible to keep up with that. And you think about that kind of pressure. Think about what you're going through in that situation. The pressure, you're playing on the road in the postseason to throw a no-hitter. Absolutely incredible and a really fun story. This softball team, they were good this year, but they kind of like the baseball team. They just had some moments where you were just like, what's going on? The final series with Ole Miss was certainly one of them, to lose 2 out of 3 to an Ole Miss team that they should not have lost any of those games. If it all works out, could be good news for the baseball team, but that series with softball, I felt like they should have swept them, and they ended up losing 2 out of 3. But now they figured it out. They're playing good softball. So 2-0. It's still early in that one, we probably will not finish it in time for me to have a result for you here. So we'll just have to hope that they hold on. But that's a hell of a performance. Alyssa Faircloth definitely going to be one of my winners on Sports Talk Mississippi a little later today. Also worth talking about is from a basketball perspective. I gotta tell you something, guys. I gotta let you know something. Not too impressed with this transfer class. Just gonna come out and say it. Been kind of waiting and see what was gonna happen, and I'm just not seeing the kind of players and difference makers to make me think that it's going to be a big bounce back year for Mississippi State. You know, they bring in this guy Ashton McGee. I don't know a lot about him other than he only averaged 3 points a game last year at Southern. Now, I like some of the additions. I'm not going to lie. I like Thomas Besong a lot. I think he is got a lot of talent. Indy Okafor, you know, is a big man, but they don't have a true big man. I mean, they're kind of relying on T. Bartlett to take a massive step forward. And even then, you know, they don't really have a next guy there. I think they've got a lot of young players. They got some exciting guys. I think they have definitely improved in terms of their physicality. They don't have Hubbard's the small guy. You don't have two or three other small guys like you did last year. You know, last year you had Epps and McGee and Hubbard, and that just wasn't enough physicality. Now you add R.J. Johnson, you add T.J. Simpkins. These are big guards coming in. I like what they've done there. And, you know, look, Bartlett could take a big step forward coming off of his redshirt year and be an impact player. I think King Grace is a guy who is going to take a big step forward. So they've got some guys that there's a lot of potential there. I just thought, and look, I had some of the same issues with football this past year. It's like I just thought that, you know, when you got 4 or 5 weeks left in the season and you realize you're not going to the NCAA tournament, I thought, you know, there would be a complete and total attention paid to the portal, and so that when the opening days came in, you'd be set and ready to go and bring in some guys, and it just didn't happen. And this is what frustrates Mississippi State fans is, Mississippi State fans are told, and look, I want to say this, let me be careful how I phrase things, right? Because I believe Mississippi State from an NIL perspective, from a money perspective, is in fine shape. They have money to spend. It's not that. But I understand why, as a fan, you get frustrated when people tell you that, and then you turn around and you're like, well, then why is this class so average? Where's the difference makers? Where's the guy that's going to, you know, be the other star to go with Hubbard? Who is that guy? You got a bunch of guys that they just don't stand out to me. I think Besong can be a guy like that. I think he's got the skill set for it, but where's the proven commodity? So I understand people's frustration with that. And again, it's not – I think that it's a recruiting issue more than a money issue. Now, I understand that sometimes that doesn't make sense, right? Because a lot of these guys out there, they just take the best offer. They don't really care. And I think that is the case most of the time. So why is State not making the best offer to some of these guys, if that is indeed the case? I don't know if we're just too conservative with what we're doing or what. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that when I look at this class and I look at what State brings back, I just don't see a tournament team. I just don't see it right now. Now, in fairness, Jans's first year, I didn't see a tournament team there either. I thought that team would be one of the worst teams in the SEC. It was going to take some time. He got it going immediately. And if he's got guys, if the guys he's bringing in are bought into his style of basketball and being physical and mucking it up, and look, the games may be ugly, but if you're winning, I don't think anybody really cares. I think State fans were much happier Jans's first year than they were last year, for sure. I think State fans, by and large, kind of appreciate that blue collar, get in the dirt, mud fight style. Much more than just trying to, you know, the way it was last year, giving up 80, 90 points a game. Nobody wants that. Unless you've got, you know, elite scorers, you're going to put up 100, which they didn't. But man, I look at this class and I just don't know. I just don't know. Like, what is State's starting lineup right now? You obviously pencil Hubbard in. But then beyond that, you know, who do we think is going to start for Mississippi State next year? Bartlett at the five, okay. Then you have Hubbard and, you know, maybe one of the transfers playing there. I don't know. Maybe Johnson, maybe Simpkins. That's your backcourt with Grace, Ballard, and maybe Kendall Sanders, the transfer from Utah. Maybe one of the freshmen coming in can make an appearance pretty early. I don't know, man. I don't feel like I'm rattling off names that are going to strike fear in anybody's heart. So that's a concern for me. That's a concern. I'm just going to go ahead and get on board with I'm concerned on May 17th. And we'll see where it takes me. I don't know. I just expected more. Maybe that's on me. I don't know. All right, tomorrow Carlo will be back. He was traveling this weekend. And, you know, we'll have Brooks on tomorrow, get his thoughts on the past weekend of baseball and looking ahead to the postseason. We'll have our first SEC preview tomorrow. We're going to do the Alabama Crimson Tide. I have been told it's going to be a collaboration with sixpackspeak.com. So they'll be doing their preseason prognosticators along with us. So we'll just go alphabetically all the way to Ole Miss and State, and we'll do them at the end like we always have in the past. Should be a fun week on on Thunder and Lightning on Sports Talk Mississippi. Coach O'Connor, if you're listening, I need this, man. I really don't want to do the Ole Miss thing again at the Palmer home, all right? I thought we were done. I thought it was over. It's not. So if you could just help me out. If you play Ole Miss on Wednesday, just win. You've beaten them four times already. What's a fifth? It shouldn't be that difficult. I don't want to deal with that again. Appreciate it if you could make that happen for me. Appreciate you guys tuning in with me here by myself on a Monday. For Carlo Barone, he'll be back tomorrow. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.